Well, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, brought to you live at 6:12 p.m., about half over show, kind of a stir-fried one tonight. Anyway, we got Steve on there. Steve Barish, our sidekick, is on. We're going to talk some more, have some fun. And how are you doing out there, Steve?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Welcome to Dr. Bell's Late Show.
That's okay.
Yeah, this is the Late Show now. So because of that, I'm going to have a little shalutzi while we talk. Everybody likes this stuff. I know we've got a lot of people that really enjoy drinking this, and it's a very good tonic, made up of Fotai, ginseng, and Gotu Kola. Have you tried it yet, Steve?
Pardon me?
Have you tried the shalutzi yet?
No, but as soon as I can find out what it entails, I'm going to order from you.
Just order it and drink it.
Okay.
And it's pretty complicated. You just call up 1-800-729 and say, shalutzi, baby.
I need some.
Have you got your little camera on so you can watch this?
No, I can't watch you. So
oh, that's
I'm
too
sorry
bad.
About that.
A lot of people are probably barfing right now, but we're having lots of fun. You know how it goes around here.
You bet. You bet.
What's been exciting back in your neck of the woods in upstate New York?
I had about 30 people this week, and I've been really doing a lot of good stuff. I've been swimming every day, so that's been really good for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's really, really helping a lot. I've been taking your vitamins, and it's really given me a very big pick-me-up and the minerals, so I have to thank you for that. They seem to be really helping me tremendously.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, really good stuff. So I've been in the pool. I've been doing 20 minutes nonstop every day, and it just seems to be really, really good. So thank goodness for your vitamins and minerals. They really, really help me.
Oh, yeah. It helps me, too. It keeps me alive, basically.
Oh, yeah. I can feel a big difference when I'm on them.
Yeah, that's what we call the stuff.
Oh, man. Really, really good stuff. I take that and a lot of B vitamins, so it seems to be really, really helping me a lot.
Oh, good.
Really good stuff.
Oh, and so how are the receptors and everything going? How's your master crystal?
Fred. I had people here last night.
Mines down in Arkansas. And we're going to be able to have some really good prices on like 3-pound crystals and stuff.
Yep.
That normally would be $200 or $300. We'll sell them for like 50 or 60, some of them.
Fantastic.
So if you decide you want to upscale your crystal department for very little money, we can do it right now because we're actually rinsing. We're getting directly crystals directly from the mine.
Fantastic.
And then in a basket, and they're washed. So then we hose them off, get all that red clay and dry it on there off. And then what we do is we put them in an acid, oxalic acid.
Mm-hmm.
For about 3 weeks,
and
then take them out, rinse them again, and you got yourself a beautiful crystal.
Yeah.
So because we're doing those steps in the mine, and it saves a lot of money.
Well, the master crystal that I have, I bought from you, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, and I had a little reluctancy to buy it, but my God, my clients actually feel the heat of the crystal underneath the table in their heart. And I had two ladies here last night from Sedona. And I was doing a lot of energy work, and they could feel that crystal just vibrating underneath the table.
Wow.
So I think it's a 90-pound one, if I remember correctly.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get a hernia putting it underneath my table, but it seems to work. And it's just absolutely fabulous. Matter of fact, when I look under the table, it either turns pure white light or it turns red. And when it turns red, people start to get warm.
Oh, cool.
So it's really amazing. It's the only crystal I have, Fred, that actually thinks.
Wow.
It just, it's an amazing piece of equipment. I have people on the table, and, you know what I'm doing all the time. And it's an amazing piece of equipment. It's so wonderful, Fred. It's absolutely amazing. It has a mind of its own.
Oh, I know. Those crystals grow at the rate of they grow at the rate of 0.01% for 10 years when they're out of the ground. That's because the Akashic records forms on them.
Okay.
And they're like become record keepers. Some of them are called grandfathers. Some of them are called there's a lot of different words. We call them master crystals, and they can only come from north of the equator. in a large size like that, that you need something 40, 50 pounds or bigger. And there's, all of them that were ever mined came out of one mine, the Coleman mine in Jesseville, but the mine, it ran out a while back. So you were lucky to get, we luckily had a small reserve on them, which we still have. It's dwindling, but we still got, I think, a couple of 125, 100, and another 100 pound or 105, something like that. And then we got some smaller ones, maybe 50 pounds, 60 pounds.
The amazing part of it is, Fred, is that they are they're actually really real. I mean, they're remember how reluctant I was?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I had this. I wouldn't sell it for $1 million, buddy.
Yeah. Well, they won't. You know, I sold one in 1984 to the head Buddha, you know, the director of all the Buddha temples all over the world, over in Kauai.
Right.
And it got the name of the Shiva Lingual. I think it's on the internet now. We sold that crystal. It was 700 pounds, 4 feet tall. It stood straight up.
Wow.
They built a like a temple around it and shoot shot, put lasers on it.
Wow.
We sold that thing for $25,000, which is quite a bit of money in those days.
Yes, yes.
You know, 85. But today it's worth, you know, several million.
Right.
Yeah, they just go up in value, you know, because people are now starting to find out what they are, and unfortunately for them, they're not available to anybody. They just aren't that inexpensive.
Yes,
know?
Yes. But they really work. It does have a consciousness. It does vibrate. I mean, we've actually had the room vibrate with this crystal underneath the table.
I know. Isn't that neat?
It is so cool, Fred. I mean, just to have it. I could feel the crystal. I'm sitting in my living room right now, and tonight's my Sabbath, so I have my two candles lit up.
Yeah.
And I can feel the vibrancy of that crystal because I'm talking about it out here.
Wow.
So it's quite interesting. That fantasy room of mine is really incredible. But the two ladies last night from Sedona were really amazed at the crystal and the projectors. I mean, they walked into that room and their mouths were agape.
Wow.
I mean, it was just absolutely incredible. And when they lie down on the table and I put my hands underneath their head, you know, because what I'm doing is putting energy right through and I can actually see in the body. And they, oh, man, it was like hitting them with a 220-volt system. And so one was actually just, you know, vibrating right on the table. She was just lifting up and just, it was amazing. So she invited me out to Sedona anytime I want to come out there. So it was really great, a great time last night.
Yeah, we're going to be out in Sedona, I think, in October or September.
Yes.
What we're going to be doing is doing a lecture there with a lot of well-known speakers.
Mm-hmm. That'll be wonderful.
You'll have to come on out and hang out with us.
Yeah, because now I have a place to go and stay, so that'll be really great.
And that's excellent.
You know, so that'll help me a lot. I can't wait to go to Sedona with you. That'd be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
We have so much fun together.
Well, there's all those vortexes out there. We take one of the standalone, we'll have a set of standalone projectors.
Yes.
And we'll set those up in the vortex.
Oh, that's got to be incredible.
Yeah, and that'll really make some things kick a little bit.
Yep.
And I had my projector, and then I sold it, and I got to make another one.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there when you sold it.
Right.
It was wonderful, yeah.
I'm starting to wear that puppy. Now I'm back to a silver one now.
Yeah.
I sold my receptor that I was wearing. I think that was back there too, wasn't it?
That was back there too.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was back there. It was really wild. The guy walked up and, he bought everything you owned, I think, at one point or other.
Yeah.
But it was amazing what he bought. I mean,
client.
Yeah, it was just an amazing guy. Amazing. That was back in New York City.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful
fun.
Time. Yeah.
We really do rock and roll in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the latest experience that you've had with the projectors?
What I'm doing now with the projectors, for the last week or so, there's been a tremendous ball of light right in the center of the room. And it's getting bigger. It's about, I started when I first got the projectors, whenever I got them, you know, you sort of like using me as a guinea pig, so.
Yeah, you are. That's what we use you for.
Right. And
on this show.
Right. And what happens is that when I first started with projectors, it was about maybe about 6 inches around. Now it's about 4 feet around.
Right.
So it's really, really big, and I suspect it's from the new energy that's coming in. So there's a lot of energy that we're receiving now, and as we're receiving this higher light, the vibration of the projectors in the room are really, really bright. And I'm telling you, the women last night who are both very much into energy walked into that room, and I told them about the projectors before they walked in. They went nuts.
Really?
Oh, Fred, my room is like, I've got a vortex in my room, and I'm telling you, I have a friend that can call you and tell you this. It's 6 miles wide because the expressway is 6 miles from where I used to work, and it was over, I'd say about 3 or 4 miles high.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. I don't even know what it is in my house here. It's just absolutely incredible. I got people that walk by the house and just stop and feel the vibration. I mean, it's just...
Well,
it's
did I ever tell you the story about the time we were doing the book fair with Groucho Marx up at the Old Ambassador Hotel?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you a little story so you get an idea of what's happening there. We had... I had a partner in the company at that time. It was Sandy Bernstein. He was a great guy. He was a Tibetan teacher. And he had this old Volkswagen van, and none of us had any money then, and Paradigm was... maybe a year old or so, maybe two. I don't know, maybe the first, second year. I don't know. It was very new. We didn't have anything at that time. A few products. We had the Fortamid. So what we did is one of the things we used to do to convince people to try the Pyramid and it would actually do something was to have them taste grapefruit juice that was either one little white Dixie cups that you buy.
Yes.
And we'd get some rather gnarly, crappy... canned grapefruit juice, which is really about the worst there is. And we'd fill up a bunch of about 50 or 100 cups, and we'd put those under the pyramid, and then we'd get about 20 feet away on another bench, and we'd call that the control group. We'd fill up another 20 to 50 cups, and they weren't under the pyramid. So we'd have people taste them, first taste the bitter, crappy things that were under at the table 20 feet away, and then come over to the pyramid where we had, 10-foot pyramid with a stand underneath it. I mean, this is like Ma and Pa in those days,
Right,
and,
right.
And so we'd have them taste it under the pyramid, and not only would it taste sweeter, but the color would even change because that candy was kind of foggy looking,
Right, right.
So they
right.
taste it. So we started that show off about 8 or 9 o'clock on a weekend, And it was fun because Groucho Marx was there, and he was a trip. I really liked him.
Yeah.
Come by and tried it. And after a while, after about 1 o'clock, it's right around 1 o'clock, right after lunch, if I remember correctly, people start coming back and tasting, and they say, I can't tell the difference between what's on the table and what's under the pyramid. And then I said, wait a minute, it worked a while. So what's going on? Maybe these people, all of a sudden, I got a bunch of people that aren't sensitive. You know what I mean? Maybe I got
right,
a bunch of people
right,
blowing
right.
out livers and stuff.
Right.
So what I did is I went over to the table and tasted it for myself, and it didn't taste. It was sweet and pretty, It was clear, like kind of like grapefruit juice.
Yes. Color.
And so what had happened is that the whole building had gotten energized. And so pretty soon it didn't have to be under the pyramid because by quantum entanglement, the energy. Of course, we didn't know what quantum entanglement was. Other than
right.
That time. I mean, I knew it as a physicist, but I mean that I wasn't even there with my brain. I was not thinking about stuff like that. We had not even gotten down to the atomic structure of what, where we're at today.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a microscope sitting right behind me where we're going to start taking photographs of crystalline structures that's been treated by these different devices before and after. Because remember, the body is 90% water.
Yes.
And then I'm just looking right at this very powerful electronic microscope with a video camera hooked to it, a laboratory setup. So anyway, we had to take the table. Luckily, we were in the back part of the ambassador in the convention room. So we took the table outside to where Sandy's Volkswagen bus truck was. By the way, that bus truck today would be a classic. It was an old one then,
Gotcha.
Because when he came up the hill to my house, if it got 10 miles an hour, that was hauling, So anyway, we set it up out there and started the whole thing over again. That became the control group, and then people could tell the difference. And by the end, by Sunday night when we finished, it was getting hard to tell the difference, even out in the parking lot, because the energy had moved that far out.
Yes.
Now what's happened is that we've got these devices all over the world, and the whole world is covered and blanketed with it. So it's a lot easier for folks today to experience these energy fields that come off these devices,
yes.
So physically and spiritually and mentally, because the whole planet's energized on them now, because we got them everywhere. There's did you know that on the nuclear receptor, there's seven of them hidden in the Great Pyramid?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's seven nuclear receptors hidden in secret spots in the Great Pyramid in Egypt.
Beautiful.
Right now. Yeah,
beautiful.
One of my friends put them in there.
Wow.
And they're transmitting to all the other receptors. Good energy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'll tell you what I've been able to do with the projectors and receptors, and even before that, is that I would have people on my radio show, and I would tell them, you know, if you want to change some water and have some sweet water, just, you know, let me call me, and I would change the water right on the radio, right in front of everybody, and they would taste the water, and it was sweeter, and it gave them a lot of energy.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's nothing that we can't do with these projectors and receptors. We just need to be able to focus and just say that this is what I want to do with the water, and it just actually... I'm sitting here and I can actually watch the light go into the water and change the complete structure of the water. And I had some people stand 10 feet away and they could feel the energy of the water as it was glowing and growing.
Yeah.
So
see, now what we want to do is we want to freeze that water.
Okay.
The reason that I have this microscope, I'm going to get a remote camera so I can start panning it around to cook up.
Right.
It's a big monstrous thing. It's like, you know, if you look at my hands, it's like that,
right,
you know?
Right,
and
right.
And it's too big to lift over here to show everybody what it is. Actually, maybe I could do that, but let me see here. But anyhow, with this device here,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring it over here. I don't think it's plugged in. Hopefully not. Yeah, I got it right here. I'm going to lift it over here for everybody to see what we use around. This is the real
mm-hmm.
deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Now everybody can see this. You got your computer turned on where you can see it?
I'm looking right now, Fred. I'm looking at the, I'm turning it on my favorites right now. I'm looking.
Okay, so you can see it right now, right?
Yep.
Okay, now this is a very high-powered scientific microscope. It
yes.
has a device here on the bottom that lights up the specimen because it's a high power. And then this device, where you normally look through it right here, I pull this off. Normally, there's two lenses right here.
Right.
But here we have this device, which has a connector on the back of it. See that little white spot there?
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
That's wild.
Yeah, so we put that on there like that, and then we can take a picture of it. And this is a very, this little thing right here costs a lot of money, like many, almost $1,000 just for
wow.
that.
Wow.
And then we freeze, and it's right next to the refrigerator, because
right.
When we do the experiment, and then we freeze the... water.
Uh-huh.
We gotta freeze it on the slide. So we gotta bring it out, have it hooked up to the computer, and we probably got about 120 seconds before it melts.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's gotta be all focused and set up and run out, throw that slide in there, and snap that puppy off on the computer.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes. That's why it's up here by the refrigerator.
That's wild.
Yeah, this house is a temple, but it's like a temple laboratory, you know.
I can't wait to get out there. I think what I'd like to do is...
You'll be heading out here soon.
Yeah, be heading out there soon. So it'd be a lot of fun showing people what to do with water and how just to attract it with their eyes.
Yeah.
And so it'd be a lot of fun working with that.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing is the nuclear receptor. That thing really works so well, Fred.
Yeah, we're selling a lot of them. We get a lot of, you know, people are waking up to the nuclear receptor. They're waking up to this consciousness.
Yep.
At one point, I felt we saturated the market, in time with Pyridyn. But what's happening is people, because of the vibratory shift of the planet, everyday people are waking up.
Right.
I mean, by the thousands now, especially with this current administration in our government, they've got to have an alternative just for their sanity.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they're waking up. And,
that's good.
Somehow or other, they find us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember that one of the greatest skeptics I had in the old days now
uh-huh.
were engineers, mechanical, electrical engineers. It had to be provable, stretchable, quantitized, you know, quantumized. Mm-hmm. It had to be demonstrable in every possible wave, you know, wave, shape, and form. But now some of my biggest and best customers are engineers.
It's wild.
Yeah, because they can figure it out. You know, the energy on the planet has gotten now so strong with this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like one 10-foot pyramid set up in somebody's bedroom probably overcomes negative energy of maybe 500 people or 1,000 people.
Well, it's really amazing because I have one set up in my bedroom, and I get good night's sleep with that. It's just an incredible piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And it's really, really great.
Well, we used to have, in our neighborhood, you know, I've been living here since 1975 in this crazy house, which has gone through a lot of changes as I went through them. And when we started out, we had a lot of weird neighbors, you know. Matter of fact, one of the houses across the street and down the end, I remember the DEA raiding on this, at the DEA raid, this guy was a crack cocaine seller, but he wasn't selling out of the house. He was a high-profile dope dealer out of Arizona, but he lived over here, you know, in a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they got busted by the DEA. Of course, they didn't find anything in his house, but that's the kind of neighborhood it was. It was kind of different, you know. And then we'd have a guy two houses down, got a Lamborghini and some Ferraris, and, you know, it's like you never know what's going on around here. But over the years, the energy has gotten so intense up here with this pyramid and quantum energy that we have, that the entire neighborhood is all really cool and tight, and everybody knows everybody. Everybody gets along, and it's all that weird rogue energy is long gone. It's just a whole other space up here now.
Yeah,
you know, and we're on a small neighborhood because we're on top of a mountain here. You know, there aren't too many houses.
There's
a few, but I mean, it's not like a big crowded city like New York or something. You know.
Yeah, but it's got to be great up there. You've got a wonderful view.
Yeah, we have a good view.
Imagine. It's so much fun, you know, using these projectors and receptors. They're just fabulous to work with. And I know the people that are wearing them, it's got to make a big difference in their lives, because I think people are really waking up. I mean, they really, at least the people I've talked to in New York, wearing those projectors.
About that, New York. Now, 25 years ago, how awake were people in New York?
You know, they were asleep. People were asleep in New York, and they're starting to really wake up with these receptors.
Yeah. Now, how many new people do you get a month now?
You mean from my radio show?
Well, from anywhere.
Well, I had these two women from Sedona last night. But I just find it amazing. You know, things are just happening for me in such a big way. You know,
Take them out to dinner or anything, or what did you guys do?
Well, what we did, they stopped over around 10:30 at night. I think it was
late night girls, huh?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
And a very good friend of mine was with them, and we just did a lot of energy work for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of fun, Fred. You know, it's so amazing what you can do, and it certainly intensifies everything, the projectors. But they were so...
These girls have never seen this stuff before.
They have never seen them, knew nothing about it, and they walked in the room and they saw this equipment. They just went nuts.
Really?
They went nuts. They couldn't believe the energy, Fred. The energy in the room was driving them higher.
Wow.
And when I put them on the table and put my hands under the head, I could see the energy, and so could one of these other women. The energy was actually going from the head all the way down to the feet and opening up the feet chakra. And the gentleman, Curtis, he's a very dear friend of mine, I said, Curtis, take your hand and put it about 4 feet away from the feet. And he took his hand and put it 4 feet away from the chakra foot and could feel the energy coming out of her feet.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just amazing what you can do. And
oh, we got a caller. Hold on there. We got a caller there?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Well, I heard a beep. I guess.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, well, that caller.
Yeah.
That caller got zapped. You can call back, caller.
But it's just amazing. And he was feeling the energy, and it was pulsating in his hand.
Yeah.
And
if you haven't rubbed their hands together like I'm showing on the screen now, first of all, let me show you a little exercise, everybody watching, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your hands are chakras. You rub them together like this, okay, mm-hmm. like this. Then you pull the, you pull them apart. Get this camera, right? There we go. Pull them apart, and you'll feel this ball of light, like I'm mm-hmm. doing now. Mm-hmm. Then what mm-hmm. you do is you take a pyramid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you hold the pyramid over your hand, like I am doing here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can feel the energy. Now, I do this in all my workshops. Because this pyramid will generate this energy, you know, and you can feel it on your hand.
Yeah.
And then you take it away, and you feel it go away. And you put it on your head, obviously, and you can feel it on your head. But the reason I'm not wearing one tonight is because I got my receptor on. And if I wear the pyramid, I can wear the pyramid a little bit,
sure
too,
can.
Actually. I'll wear it right over my hat.
Yep.
But so that's the chi force, and that's what martial artists do to if they're going to, you know, whang, a piece of wood or a brick or a
mm-hmm.
ice chop,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get up and they do the breathing and fluttering
and rubbing.
Get the energy going back. They just generate their hands up and then you put it back into themselves, which is called Qigong. We do that at the seminars, by the way. We have a Qigong teacher come and teach us how to do that, which is great.
Oh, cool.
And then they focus that energy after they put it on themselves and they just go, wham, and bam, there goes 20 bricks or something.
Yeah.
And the pyramid, all the martial arts, I've trained, you know, a lot of martial artists, and I'm nowhere near in that league, but I've trained them with my aspect of how to make your program better, including Wesley Snipes, who's probably, I think he's sixth degree black belt. And they all say the same thing, that it really enhances their chi force and makes their effectivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Michael Epstein that comes over to do our seminar, he has everybody in the morning at the seminar do Qigong exercises, and you go, breathing up, and then you push the energy out,
mm-hmm,
and you
mm-hmm,
bring it
mm-hmm.
down. And it's really neat.
Yes, cool stuff.
Yeah, and he's a sixth degree black belt himself.
Wow.
He was my martial arts teacher for about 5 years.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Hi, David.
So, speaking of Wesley Snipes, because that's kind of the reason, Colin.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to Fred Bell for a long time, and you had Judge Miller on.
Yeah, Judge Wynn Miller. Yeah, Wynn Miller.
Yeah, and I've got his course, and I've listened to him 50 times, plus your interview with him 50 times. And, you know, I was listening to you talking about Wesley, that, you know, he actually paid it, but nobody did the proper paperwork. And I was wondering, you know, you got a chance to introduce these two? I think that Judge Miller could help out with, you know, a situation.
Yeah. Well, I never got to introduce him. When Wesley went into his court case, he came out here before he started his trial. We sat down. We went over the options. He changed attorneys from the guy over he had, what's his name he had over there in Washington, D.C., to some other guy who he had now. The guy that he has now, the big beef they wanted to get him off was that 16-year beef that if he were found guilty of trying to fraud the government, then that was the one that was the charge they were worried about. And so they were able to defeat that one. So now they're just down to the filing charges, which are probably still negotiable, even though the judge threw the 3-year thing at him. But we were able to get to that point without any problem. And I guarantee you that he was using some of our things to help the energy. Although the attorney, I noticed in the courtroom, the attorney kind of humbled him down a little bit and said, well, Wesley didn't really know what he was doing here. You know, he didn't, you know, willingly defraud the government, which he actually didn't. Those other two idiots were, you know, Wesley's kind of an open guy. He's very sincere, very pure, very high spirit.
Yeah, and it sounded like that, you know, from everything you've talked to about Wesley.
Yeah,
you know,
he's like that. He even does commercials for me here on BBS Radio.
You know, it's just that, you know, Judge Miller was talking about, you know, paying your taxes and the truth, and, you know, I'm just thinking, boy, that would be such a good thing since, you know, Wesley Snipes has got such a following and a name. And one of the things that the news people said, or the IRS people said, which kind of got me a little upset, is he said, you know, we've taken down this big guy. Now everybody knows. You know, it's like we've taken down Wesley Snipes. So everybody else be in fear. And, you know, that's, to me, that's the wrong attitude our government should have. It should be, you know, we're trying to be honest and, you know, we want people to be honest with us, and that's why I think Judge Miller's stuff comes in, is, hey, let's do this in the truth. You know.
Yeah, there was a thing with Wesley. He vacillated in the case. When you go into these kind of trials, You have to go all or nothing. And he sort of went all and then and not. He didn't do the all or nothing trip. And
right.
And juries, juries that are smart will ask the judge, show us where the Internal Revenue has a, the IRS is, part of the law, the judicial system branch, and it's not. It's part of the Federal Reserve Board, and it's total fascism. But fascism is very powerful, and it's very entrenched, and you have to fight it tremendously. You have to really fight it with tremendous zeal in order to overcome, and to win it all the way. And,
oh, yeah,
and
totally agree.
Wesley broke down, I think, at the end. I don't know. I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure that he got a little scared at the end and didn't want to go all the way with it.
Well, it's scary. Have you talked to Judge Miller recently? Is he going to be on your show pretty soon? Or?
Well, I could get him on again. Yeah, he's been on a couple other some of the other show people have had him on. They've enjoyed it. I'll get him on again. I'm glad you brought it up. I'll get him on and we'll talk about the Wesley case. What you've done here is you've suggested a really good show. And that's what I'll do. I'll get a hold of him. I'll call him and he'll come on my show again and we'll talk about the Snipes case and the Federal Reserve Board and where the Bush administration has taken this whole thing with driving up the gold prices. The euro over there is like we're 0.62 against the euro right now. The euro is up, inflated all to hell, too, and they can't ship overseas anymore. I mean, they've lost their export business. Europe has. But this whole thing with the Federal Reserve Board is upside down right now.
Yeah.
And,
the thing I liked about Judge Miller is he came to the show with solutions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does have solutions. Yeah, he does. And he's got people in different states that will help you out. I mean, he's got people all over that have taken his classes. They're like his agents, They're like mini judges. Yeah, he's a cool guy. I'm glad you brought that up. I will get him back on my show very soon.
Well, it sure be nice to, like I said, him and Wesley Snipes, and then, they could be on Oprah Winfrey together and on your show together and really, get the word out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, I know of a case in Ohio which is just parallel to his. The guy didn't have any money like he does, but... the guy won it because the jury kept asking the judge to give us some paperwork, give us some paperwork showing the laws so we can convict this guy. And the judge says, "Take my word for it, they're there." But they didn't produce. And more juries are going this way in these kind of trials. This happened more than once now. When it finally comes up to proving, by law. By scripture of law, the letter of law, what did this person do? What law did he break for not filing a federal income tax 1040 return or whatever form he's supposed to? And there are no laws, and that's starting to come out now.
Well, if you come up and you say there is no law, you learned this from Judge Miller. You just said adverb verb, so you said nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And the law says nothing.
Yeah, exactly. No, he does it in a scripted form, and it's cool. I mean, you got to take time to understand it. But there isn't even an adverb verb for the law.
If you get his course, Dr. Fred, you listen to it. It takes a few times to understand it.
Yeah, no, I've had him on my show, and he was tutoring me privately, and it does take some time. We have a lot of private phone calls, and finally, it starts to sink in. And it really, it also improves your linguistic skills tremendously, too. The guy's brilliant. He's one of the smartest men on the planet on the English language. If not the smartest. Because he knows the roots.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back underneath my little pyramid here and listen to the rest of your show. I appreciate your time and
we like callers. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm up in Everett, Washington.
Oh, cool. How's the weather up there today?
This actually, it's finally breaking out and it's beautiful.
Oh, great.
We can actually say there's global warming up here now.
Yeah, you should be able to see it. We're breaking records. We broke a record today down here. It's going to push your rain away, and it's going to, kill a lot of your little ponds and stuff. That's what happened down here. There used to be a lake on the other side of the mountain by my house. I used to swim in this lake. It's gone. It's been gone for years. All the wet zones are gone, and now you guys are going to start drying up. So actually, Washington will be a nice place to live for a while until it gets too dry. All right, Steve.
Yeah. Thank you, Fred. Bye.
All right, thanks. Yeah, this is a call-in show. If you guys want to call in,
Great show.
Feel free to, I'll just give the numbers out. 530-776-5154. And Canada, USA, 888-228-4494. And then the other number is 877-499-6350. If you see me looking kind of up, it's because I have a monitor above me. So when I'm looking up, I'm that's the screen that I monitor the BBS stuff. I got several screens in front of me.
Great.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. We got another caller?
Hi, yes. This is Sandra calling from Cleveland.
From where?
Cleveland.
Oh, hi, Cleveland. I think you've been on before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, several times.
How's it going in Cleveland today?
Pardon?
How is Cleveland today?
Oh, it's a little cool, but it's not raining yet.
It's cool in Cleveland.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes, not bad. I had a couple of questions for about the technology with the projector and your star orb.
Yeah.
Let's see. The star orb versus the Diva star.
Yeah.
I'm living in a split level house, about 1,800 square feet with a basement, so there are four levels.
Right.
Which do you suggest I purchase? Is it the star orb or the Diva star? Do you think?
I go with the Diva star. It transmits, that's what I have. I have a four-level house, too.
Uh-huh.
And it transmits down into the lower levels, because in Laguna Beach, the kitchen and living room and master bedroom's on the top floor, because it's got the highest view, and blah, blah. And then you get down to the bottom of the place where the studio is, and in between is the guest bedroom. So, you need a Diva star for a house like that.
Okay.
And where's your living quarters, on the top or the bottom or what?
Like
your refrigerator, stove, all that?
Actually, refrigerator, stove is on the second level, but the upstairs where the bedrooms are, the top level,
yeah.
I use those rooms as my office, so I have TVs, radios, answering machines, computers, that kind of thing.
Okay, then what you want to do is you want to put the Diva star up there, because it transmits a secondary energy once it's changed the frequency of the ELF to something that the body likes.
Uh-huh.
So you want to be up there, but you want to make sure that you get a wire from up there down through the floor or whatever, the window, to get to your refrigerator, because you want to definitely have it hooked to your refrigerator.
I have two refrigerators and a freezer, an upright freezer, and
they're
all on different
all
levels.
Where's your freezer at, in the basement?
Yes.
Yeah. But what I would do, rather than run a wire down there, I would get a star orb and put that down there where the freezer is and take care of the lower level. How many square feet your house? 1,800, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. That's about, mine's a little bit about that size, too. You might want to have a star orb down the lowest level unless you can run a wire all the way down there.
Okay.
Is it near the window or what?
Pardon?
Is the freezer near a window?
No, it's not. It's almost under a staircase.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't have a problem with the wiring, the Diva star is fine. But if you do, then you got a problem running wires all over the place that look conspicuous, then I would use one of each.
Okay. And also, I had a bit of a comment about the projector.
Right. Are you using one?
You might remember this, that I had ordered one with zircons. And it didn't work well for me. For a couple of reasons. It turned out it was either a bit too powerful or something. And also, I did not have a Diva star or a star orb at that time.
Oh yeah, you have to have one. Well, if you didn't have any standalones though, right?
Right. And all I had was the receptor that I'd been wearing for about 7 months at that time. And
yeah.
I started feeling really sick using the projector and just old. Complaints, physical health complaints started coming back, and you were telling me that it was because I didn't have either star orb or Diva star to neutralize the ELF, and I would pretty much agree with that. So, but I wanted to comment that even I had still used that projector in October before I sent it back to have the stones changed out, exchanged by the way for pink tourmaline, I'm waiting on the star orb. But when I used it in October, there were maybe only two times I sat down for about 15 minutes, and very much focused on certain things that I wanted to manifest in my life. And so that was October. And these were pretty big things to me. And actually, by about beginning of February, I had just about, I think, every one of them manifested.
Yeah, and you do have a star orb, and you manifested without them?
Without them.
Yeah, see, if you'd have had a star orb, it would have come a lot quicker.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And
but
that's,
I mean,
what I was thinking.
That's a great testimonial.
Yes, that's
because
what I was
thinking. Spent some serious money here, but I would think then that probably the thing has paid for itself by now, has it or not?
Not exactly. And I would agree it's because of the star orb that was missing. The things that I had asked for have been set up. The frameworks and the foundations have been set up, but the
you
actual...
You just have to walk the steps.
Yeah, the full push through to move through the projects that I had asked to manifest is they're setting up, but they're not moving forward from this point yet.
Yeah, that's
so
why you need to get your Star Orb and Devastar set up. They'll move
there
forward
you go.
Like lightning.
There you go. But I had another comment, something that I do a lot of energy work, and I've talked with you all before, like I said, you and Steve, and done healing work on people, and I'm also a professional psychic, and I can tell you the few times I wore that projector before I sent it back to change the stones out, I felt as though I was in a space of total security. I felt so relaxed and yet uplifted and happy, like nothing could ever go wrong. It was wonderful. And what was interesting was I found that after wearing it a few times, I could recreate that feeling and that energy around me without wearing it. I could do it for
mm-hmm.
a short period of time,
mm-hmm.
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's because you're quantumly entangled to the whatever avenue. It's like you don't need any of this stuff once your body learns how to do it.
You bet.
And then the interference pattern goes away. But unfortunately, the interference pattern is out there, and so you get it. You can hold it up with your own energy for a while, and then you kind of sort of need the other stuff back to continue on.
That's,
and the receptor
okay.
is like the battery charger, and then of course the battery discharges into the projector, making things happen.
Very good.
Yeah,
well,
look at the receptor. So make sure that you're getting enough receptor time to balance out. You know, the flashlight is a projector, but if the batteries aren't good, the flashlight's going to get dim after a while. You might be able to visualize what the beam looks like, but you actually need the beam to be there.
Now, that's interesting, too, because I work as a medium, and that's what my spirit guides were telling me. It's a ratio of time projector to receptor.
Exactly, it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, just think of it as a battery charger.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, you guys have a good weekend.
Thank
you.
Oh, we will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, it's callers like that, you know, it's great when people call in to share their positive experiences.
Absolutely.
I don't care if they call in and share the negative ones, too. I'll take them all, you know. I don't mind.
It's really fabulous that people are really commenting on their projectors because they really work.
Oh, I know.
Just fabulous.
Yeah, we've had good luck with them. And you know, I get a lot of guests on my show from all kinds of people, from the entertainment industry to the science industry to the medical,
mm-hmm.
to you know, every kind of professional and every... And you know, it seems like when we talk about the receptors and the projectors and have my sidekick on, people seem to enjoy that more. I don't know why. I have to balance the show content out to make it all work because I just don't want to sound like a commercial. But when you get people like her calling in that's having these wonderful experiences and her life is getting better, that really makes me feel better, you know?
Oh, it should.
Yeah.
It should. You're doing quite a good job for everybody.
Yeah, well, so are you.
Well,
your show
you.
Is quite growing. I heard it's grown quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Fred.
Yeah.
It really has grown a lot. And I'm having a lot of fun with it, so it's... can I plug myself?
Yeah, plug a little. We got about 2 minutes of plugging.
Yeah, it's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour. It's on Eastern Standard Time at 6 o'clock tomorrow night or 3 o'clock Pacific Time. That's it.
Yeah, and you got to put your phone number out there.
Oh, yes, my phone number is 585 746-8321 if anybody needs to call in, and I can tell them about what the dimensions of the of how high to put the projectors or whatever they need to do with the projectors. I'm more than happy to help them.
Yeah, that's the standalones he's talking about.
Yes.
A lot of people will buy 1 to 4 standalones, which creates a much higher quantum field with a lot more entanglement. And set these systems up, we found, and he set them up for a lot of people, you need somebody like Steve to show you how to set it up. And then if you don't know what stone that you need to put in your receptor to balance what chakra or energy field or endocrine gland system in your body that's weak, get a hold of Steve.
Yeah, I'm more than happy.
Yeah, he'll tell you right away, and then you call us, and we'll get you into whatever you need.
Right.
All right, we're out of time. That was a quick show, wasn't it? Because we started 12 minutes late.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, Fred.
Yeah, we made up for the 12-minute late. You know, I'm such a fanatic on the... I'm a real fanatic on the... timing here. I don't know what was going on, but we couldn't get this show off the ground tonight, you know?
I had a ball.
Yeah. All right, well, then I guess what am I going to get out of here on? Am I going to get on a jet engine tonight? I think I'm going to just get on one of my missile machines or something, you know? I think I'm going to take a rocket out of here tonight. What do you think? Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I feel like it anyway.
But see you, buddy.
Quick. To end the show fast, you know what I mean? That sound pretty good?
Absolutely.
So what are you going to talk about tomorrow night on your show?
Love and light.
Love and light.
And the projectors.
Oh, the projectors.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, well, I'm warming up my missile here.
Terrific.
I think. I'm not even sure if my missile's going to start tonight. Well, there it is. Wow. I'll do that again. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, May 16, 2008. Listen to the program show tomorrow night. And this is it. We'll talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned next week, Colin Ross.